So taking those in-breaths and inhaling calmness and relaxing energy, and breathing out any stress or tension. All the time allowing those tiny little muscles in your eyes to just simply relax more and more with every single breath. And remember that for the next few moments, nothing else matters except relaxing. Allowing nothing at all to disturb you, or bother you, or even interest you outside of the sound of my voice. All of these things are just external. Phones ringing, doors closing, people walking past, the sound of cars, anything external doesn't need to bother you right now. Because there's nothing to worry about right now, nothing to bother about. You can just relax, completely calm and completely safe. And as you relax there, you can begin to let every part of you go limp and loose. Feel every one of those muscles, every single one of them just relaxing. Relaxing completely as you breathe out any tension. You can allow that tension to start to leave. Feeling any tensions, any pressures just drifting away. Because in this time, which is your time, you're going to allow yourself to explore deeper down within yourself. Your own thoughts, your feelings, many of those other things that you've come to know about yourself. Now, I don't know when the last time was that you spent time sitting quietly with your eyes comfortably closed, just drifting off to no place in particular. But I do know that right now there isn't anything else that you have to do. So it's time to allow yourself the luxury of being able to just drift along, listening and absorbing, just a little bit at a time. Maybe your conscious analytical mind expects to be able to experience a degree of comfort. And your unconscious, the subconscious, the automatic part, can expect something even more, so it won't matter whether you consciously allow yourself the experience of a very deep, light relaxation, or unconsciously allow yourself a lighter state of deep relaxation. You really don't have to know exactly what to expect. When you simply take the time to go inside, as you're doing now, listening and not listening, it becomes easy to notice how there's a part of you that just knows how to breathe deeply, calmly. And you can expect that part of you to always be there, so that those deep and comforting, relaxing breaths seem to happen whenever they need to trigger this calmness. There's a part of you that's aware of this moment right here and right now. There's a part of you that's aware of later. And sooner or later, you can have that confidence of knowing over time that change is inevitable. Some people seem to work so hard at staying the same. Staying the same, as if that was even possible. Life changes. We all change. Situations change. Change always happens, and important things that are sometimes quite unexpected can change for the better. A new friend, a new experience, a new situation, a change of thought, a change of circumstance. And you really don't know whether you can expect to be feeling the surface beneath you, or the temperature of the air around you. And when you first relaxed to listen to my words, you really didn't know exactly what to expect. That you'd be thinking about your future and the present. And that present that you can give yourself of a wonderful future. But today always precedes tomorrow. And you probably knew that yesterday, when you were thinking about tomorrow, that you would be here today. learning something at a much deeper down level than perhaps you're even aware of. Because it's interesting to experience exactly what happens when someone makes that important change. I know people who talk about planting seeds, to the extent of growing their own food, to be able to nourish themselves. You know how planting seeds works. You dig a hole in the ground, you sprinkle in a seed or two, cover it up. There's nothing more to see just yet, but there is a feeling. You're left with a feeling, a deep down strong positive feeling that there's something important to happen. Because you've done the work. You've done the groundwork. And it may seem to take a while, but you can anticipate with that enthusiasm that those seeds you planted will yield something quite valuable. Now there's a part of you that can be oriented to future possibilities on the basis of the decisions you make now and the actions you take now, in the now which then becomes your future. You might even be able to feel that powerful sense of expectancy that something important is growing, something valuable and necessary is changing within you. And it can feel really good to think about that, to look forward in time to when you'll be able to look back over things that you did before, to make things so good now, when later is now. And it just involved a lot of good planning, and preparation, and practice. And you can plan, and prepare, and practice. And you can even expect the unexpected too, and then spontaneously step into action, discovering things you thought you could never expect, which then turn out even better. After all, sometimes we just can't know how well things can turn out. But if you remember, and you can remember, when you were a very young child, it was difficult to know that one day you were going to be a grown-up. The expectation you had as a child about growing up seemed so uncertain about exactly when that would happen. And it's difficult, sometimes even amusing, to remember so vividly that sometimes there are no expectations, nothing planned. And yet changes happen anyway, like growing from a child into an adult. It's not something you have to know too much about. If I had all the time in the world, I'd talk about self-fulfilling prophecies. I'd talk about unconscious expectations, but I don't need to mention those things right now. Perhaps later something will occur to you about them. At a much deeper level. But I can wonder whether you've noticed how that breathing has changed, slowed down. And I don't remember telling you to slow it down. And how your pulse will have changed, again, slowed down. Did you expect that to happen? Did you force that to happen? Sometimes the most soothing changes occur with no expectation at all, but with the knowledge, the deep down knowledge, that every change you make has a consequence. Every action you take brings a result. Have you noticed how much more relaxed you can feel? How feelings can become lighter, thoughts a little more comforting, as you begin to look forward to the many ways of change that you know are occurring. That's what planting seeds is all about. You know things are going to be changing over the next few hours and days and weeks and months and years, things you can look forward to. doing differently. And you can anticipate some of those changes quite well. But there's something even more profound that I'd like you to know about. There's a part of you that knows really well how to adjust. How to adjust to changes of the expected type. And perhaps even more importantly, there's a part of you that knows well how to adjust to changes of the unexpected type. And I don't know if you have a name for that particular skill, that capability, a name or a label. Maybe it's just a feeling that's familiar to you in those circumstances. Maybe there's an image that springs to mind, or maybe there's something that you say to yourself as a pep talk in the moment. Whatever it is, it's a part of you. It's a resource, a skill that you can use and have used successfully to manage change of all sorts. And you probably know what that resource is that I'm talking about, because now you can know how to enjoy that feeling, how to get straight down to that feeling, the confidence that things can change. And at the times that you most want them to, or need to, you really can expect that confident feeling to become so strong, so present in the front of your awareness, and it will occur in lots of places, lots of times. Perhaps while practicing, by listening to music and words. Perhaps while physically practicing. Perhaps while simply thinking about things that you want to experience even more in the future. Perhaps by simply closing those eyes to take in those few deep breaths to bring back that relaxation. All the time while planting those seeds in the fertile ground of your own thoughts. So you can expect the expected and plan and prepare and practice. And you can also expect the unexpected and be aware that that skill and that ability will come straight back to you in those moments. You can expect consciously what your unconscious can never expect. That expectation within you of what the future is all about. As you begin to live it today and tomorrow, when tomorrow becomes today, one day at a time, and you gather all those building blocks for lots of wonderful future experiences. And so to gather those building blocks, I want you to begin to allow yourself to imagine something. I want you to use that imagination to imagine that you're outside walking along a path. I want you to imagine you're outside walking along a path. And perhaps you're in a beautiful mountain setting, somewhere picturesque. And as you walk, I want you to just allow your comfort to increase. A calm walk. And I really don't know for sure all the amazing things that you might be noticing on this walk as you look around. Perhaps enjoying the contrasting shades of colours all around. Maybe you'll be aware of any trees that might stand out against the blue of a sky. You might notice what that sky looks like, whether there are any clouds drifting along. And as you walk outside, you might enjoy the sounds of nature, the sounds of wind through trees, or the trickle of a nearby stream, birds singing, the ground crunching under your feet as you step. And as you walk, I'd like you to also imagine that you're carrying a large, heavy pack on your back, a heavy backpack. And I want you to feel the weight of it as you land each step. Imagine that as you're walking, as you're stepping each step, this pack seems to grow a little bit heavier, step by step. It feels that little bit heavier. Now this backpack, it's filled with all kinds of things, objects, containers. Objects that you might imagine are the cause of the way that you feel about yourself, or the situations within your life. Objects that you can imagine, maybe things which sometimes make you feel nervous, or panic, or distracted, the things that might make you feel anxious, or anything else. This backpack, it contains objects that might represent any sadness, or any negativity, or any jealousy, or any rivalry, perhaps there's even some anger in there, or frustration, or even feelings of rejection on any level from the past. All contained in this backpack that gets gradually heavier step by step. As you continue to walk along this path, you can imagine it begins to climb up a small hill, all the time getting heavier and heavier. But as you look ahead, you can see you'll soon come to the top of this hill, so you keep walking. And before long, you reach the top of this hill. And this path leads out into a large open field, lots of green, green grass. And you walk out into this field. And noticing not too far away, you notice a very large and colourful hot air balloon. A large and colourful hot air balloon. Underneath that balloon, there's one of those baskets. Large enough to carry several people or several heavy items. To prevent this balloon from floating away, it's tied down to the ground with thick, strong ropes. It's securely anchored. So walk over to that balloon now, carrying your backpack, feeling the weight of it. And when you get to that balloon, I want you to look into the basket at the bottom of the balloon and see that there's a large, strong wooden box within that basket. You can lift the lid of that box and notice how it's empty inside. So now it's time to take off that heavy backpack of yours. Take it off now and listen as it thuds to the ground. You must be tired of carrying around in life the burden of some of those feelings, those objects, those items, the things that may have been buried down for so long. Carried around, perhaps without even being noticed, just giving you that heavy feeling, or restricting you, using up energy. Do you feel ready to get rid of any and all of those old, outdated, trapped or repressed feelings, all of those negative things that have buried deep down inside yourself, causing reactions and decisions, things that may have caused you distraction in the past? Well, in a moment, I'm going to ask you to open up that backpack. And inside, you'll be able to find some objects, some containers, some items. Items, objects, or containers that hold or represent any of the negative things from the past or from the present. Whether they're thoughts, emotions, fears, distractions, reactions, anxieties, or simply situations or memories or people or places or anything else, things that may have caused you to feel the way you do about yourself deep inside, or things that may have caused you to respond in the ways that you do now. Things that have been weighing you down. Perhaps without even noticing, weighing you down and holding you back and causing distractions, causing blockages to progress, causing any confusion. I want you to look into that backpack now, open it up, and begin to notice what objects you might find that may have caused you any pain or blockages. Look at them closely. I want you to take your time while you do this. And you'll be able to see how any of those objects or items or containers might represent or resemble a person or people or a situation or an experience that may have caused you a challenge. I'll give you an example. If there was a person that hurt you in any way in the past or in the present, you might see a photograph of that person. or something they used to wear, or perhaps the words that they used towards you, written down on a piece of paper. If your association is with a place, you might see an old ticket or a postcard to that place, or some other symbol that's acceptable to your mind. You may have had feelings of frustration, or jealousy, or guilt, or anger, or any self-doubt, or any sadness or loss even. Your unconscious mind can identify all of those things, in its own time, in its own way, things that have ever caused you pain, or feelings of inadequacy, or hopelessness, or fear, whatever it is. It's right here, just waiting to be unloaded. Now, some of these items may be identified easily. Some items may seem to be just containers, quite hard to identify what's inside them. So right now, it's time to trust your own subconscious mind. It's time to trust that now is the time to release. Now is the time to simply let go. So I'd like you to take those objects out, just slowly, one at a time. Notice what they are, what they represent, if you can, and then throw them into that large wooden box, which is in the basket, suspended underneath that balloon. Take the items one by one out of the backpack and throw them all into the box. And I think you're going to be pleased to notice that with each object you throw away, with each item you let go, any of those feelings from however long ago in the past or the present, any feelings of fear or worry or frustration or distraction or anger, guilt, sadness, any other blockages, can become less and less important, less and less cumbersome, no longer having the same effect upon your life. As you throw them all into that box, it can feel like such a relief. You're filling up that box with the bad, the negative, the distracting. It's as though you're cleansing yourself, becoming much more free, with this growing feeling of confidence and comfort and security. And in your own time, by the time you've thrown away all of those objects, all of those bad feelings and thoughts and representations, I think you're going to be surprised at how much you can simply enjoy this free feeling within yourself. So go ahead and continue now. Go ahead and throw all of those objects out, one at a time, from the backpack into the box. Throw them all into that box and notice how it feels so good to let go of these things. Now I want you to lean over and close and lock the lid of that box. And using a big knife or an axe, which you'll be able to find easily on the ground nearby, you can begin to cut through the ropes that secure that balloon to the ground. You can cut them through and you can release that balloon and let it fly away. And as you release that balloon, you can take a few steps back, perhaps even resting back in comfort on the soft green grass that feels so good to be there. And you can watch that balloon float up into the sky, carrying away that box, the box that carries all of those unwanted, hurtful blockages. those feelings and thoughts and representations which until now have been this burden to you. As that balloon drifts further and further into the distant blue of the sky, you can feel this sense of relief as the balloon and its contents just drift away into the distance. You are free of those old feelings, free of those old blockages. You're not carrying around that burden. They no longer have any influence upon your thoughts, reactions, the way you live life. And if any new feelings arise, you can instantly place them into a new basket underneath a new balloon as you revisit this location anytime you wish. So soon, this particular balloon will be out of sight, floated away, gone forever, and as it disappears, you'll be left with this feeling of peace and calmness and deep relief. So enjoy this feeling now. Allow it to fill you with these great feelings of calmness and confidence, healing any gaps that have been left behind, filling those gaps with good feelings. And this healing and this change, it can continue for as long as is necessary for you to make all the changes you need to make, to release all of the things you need to let go. And as you sit back down on that grass, you realize that what is really enjoyable to you, particularly pertaining to golf, what is really enjoyable to you, apart from the numbers on that scorecard, is the feeling of falling into this steady, comfortable rhythm, a natural, automatic feeling, as if a rhythmic hum guides your every move. Some people refer to this calm, comfortable state as being in the zone, or in a groove. So your first step is to discover your most comfortable personal rhythm. And this matches your swing. On the one hand, if you're trying to keep that swing slow and smooth, you may find that a leisurely pace suits you best. So you prepare yourself beforehand in everything you do, making everything mimic that rhythm. It might be slow and steady, even the way you get dressed for a round or drive to the golf course. It's slow and steady. On the other hand, if you're the kind of player who gets pumped up before playing, maybe a faster pace is better for you. You may do things to keep a high energy level. You may listen beforehand to some upbeat music on the journey there, which helps to prepare your mind and body. Either way, you maintain this rhythm in order to help yourself to enter into this successful groove. And once you've committed to that rhythm, once you've found that rhythm, that natural sway, you let it permeate everything you do. Not only the swing, but the way you walk, the way you tee up that ball, perhaps even the way you speak. Rhythm is required. It's required for almost every shot in golf. And it's more important than any one single physical aspect of any swing. The reason that golf is 80% mental is that distractions in your thoughts can cause minor tension in your body, and they interrupt your rhythm. And you can begin to easily control those mental distractions, to let them go, so you can consistently swing well and with rhythm, naturally, automatically, concentrating your mind on the relaxation and the rhythm, entirely on the game at hand, removing all of those external distractions from your mind. And if any distracting thought enters into your mind, you have a technique that you can use to dispose of these thoughts. You can instantly imagine a bin or some other receptacle just a short distance away. And before starting your shot, you can put any distracting thought mentally into that bin. Knowing that you can always take them out when the game's finished, but at the time, you can concentrate on your rhythm. Establishing this rhythm, this steady flow through all of your actions, allowing this rhythm to carry over into your golf swing. Some golfers even imagine a metronome to help feel the rhythm of their golf swing. They may even simply count themselves 1, 2, 1, 2, counting 1 on the backswing, 2 on the downswing. This ensures that the speed of the swing is constant, that the proper rhythm, the tempo, is achieved. And to create this swing naturally and automatically, a swing that produces consistency and power, you maintain that balance throughout your entire swing, distributing your body weight naturally, calmly, centering yourself, allowing those legs to feel lively and ready for action, but sturdy and powerful, grounded. I want you to imagine yourself now standing on a golf course, balancing your body, standing with your feet naturally spread, perhaps a shoulder width, whatever is your own natural stance, your upper body bent slightly forward at the hip, your rear moved slightly back, flexing the knees slightly, distributing that weight naturally. A perfect stance, and you practice finding your balance, and that allows you to feel very natural in this pose. You play steadily and easily through the course of a day, achieving consistently good results. At times, it seems almost monotonous, like the sound of my voice, as shot after shot flies predictably towards that target. And you realize that to play optimally, you also begin to improve your cardiovascular condition. You realize that playing golf alone may not be enough to improve aerobic fitness levels all around your body. Having an improved level of cardiovascular fitness enables you to maintain energy levels, fighting any fatigue, staying mentally locked and focused for every one of those holes. Perhaps walking or cycling, stair-stepping, perhaps even jogging. Some examples of cardiovascular exercise. And you can begin spending a little time, even 5 minutes, one or two times a week, just at a comfortable pace to improve current aerobic levels. So visualize yourself now, choosing some kind of exercise just to get that heart rate going, but really enjoying the experience. As you feel instantly like you're becoming fitter and healthier, mentally more focused for each and every one of those holes. And as your fitness levels and aerobic levels increase, they seem to do so naturally. And your mind knows how you can adapt that increased aerobic into your gameplay. Being fitter increases that confidence, which is what golf is all about. Confidence. And that's increasing day by day. Flexibility. It's another component to improving the swing. So you enjoy warming up for a few moments, stretching, in order to increase your body's temperature and stretch those muscles, lengthening them. Combining these components in a golf-specific conditioning program has you shooting better rounds, playing more enjoyable rounds of golf, and the whole golf is improving day by day as you become more and more confident, naturally. More and more fit, naturally. More aware of these wonderful changes within yourself. And each time you listen to my voice, and every time you feel the grip of that golf club, these suggestions go even deeper into your subconscious mind. Right now, I want you to imagine. Imagine a time in the past. A time when you perhaps felt totally focused, powerful, energized. A time when you felt good, really good. Maybe a long time ago, or perhaps even more recently. But I want you to allow your mind to present to you a time when you felt totally focused, in the groove, powerful, energized. A time when everything was going well. And if you can't remember a specific time when you were totally focused and powerful and energized now, you might imagine the type of experience that would allow you to feel like that in the future. I want you to imagine that scenario as vividly as possible. I want you to see what you'd see, hear what you'd hear, notice what you'd notice, feel how you'd feel inside. Totally calm, totally focused, in the groove, totally energized, feeling confident. See what you'd see, hear what you'd hear, notice all the sounds, and feel how you'd feel deep inside. And as you imagine that experience, I want you to make it even more compelling in every single way. I want you to make the experience brighter, even more colourful. You can turn up the colours. You can make the sounds louder and richer and fuller. You can turn up any of the feelings and the sensations. Notice any smells within this situation. Calm, focused, energized. Notice any other senses that make this experience so totally powerful. And as you do that right now, turning up all the senses of this calm, confident, powerful, focused, energized experience, I want you to move both of your hands now into much the same way as you'd grip your golf club. Move your hands now into a position as you would grip your golf club just before you would swing. And as you see what you'd see, hear what you'd hear, notice all the sensations around you, feeling those sensations deep inside during this amazing experience of feeling totally powerful, switched on, focused, energized, and confident in the moment right now, to hold your hands in much the same way as you'd grip that golf club just before you swing now, as you immerse yourself totally in this relaxing imaginary experience of power and focus and energy. And right now you can let those hands relax once again. Because I want you to know that from this moment on, whenever you feel the grip of your golf club in that way, whenever your hands move into that position, as if gripping that golf club in that way automatically, subconsciously, without even thinking about it, all of those wonderful feelings of focused power and energized concentration will rise back up to the surface automatically. Without even thinking about it. Each time you grip that golf club, just before you swing, you can handle the situation. Confident within yourself. protected, enjoying this opportunity, releasing outdated and unwanted negative thoughts, releasing the negative feelings, and also enjoying the opportunity to unwind, to let go of the past, and to hold on to that positive, confident golf club. I know that when the time is right, you have the ability to learn quickly. You have that ability, deep down inside yourself, that skill, that ability, to remember those positive learnings, always. So right now, it's time to awaken you back to fully consciousness once again, simply by counting 1 to 5. When I get to 5, you can open those eyes and return to the here and now, this moment, becoming wide awake, alert, and feeling great inside, allowing these suggestions to absorb deep into your subconscious mind to become an automatic response, to continue to allow the release of the past version of yourself, safely and quietly. The release of all those old negative responses can process gradually at a speed that's right for you, as you simply begin to get ready to return to the here and now, in the present. And we can do that by counting the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Eyes open, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, wide awake. Take a nice deep breath if you want. Have a stretch. Welcome back.